I'm here at the Mali Beta Habitat Community, a very special place set aside to help save some endangered species habitat. It's got all different sorts of special habitats for the endangered animals that come out and feed here, some of which include some of the submerged shallow seagrass habitats, and some include these algal flats, these areas that look to the naked eye somewhat unimportant and barren. We've got people that come in and seem to think that they're really cool places to go romp around in their four-wheeler, and they don't realize that some of these areas are actually nesting areas for some of those endangered birds and threatened birds here in the Gulf Coast. But in order to take a closer look at what's in the sediment, there's actually a whole other community that live down in there. And the way we check to see how healthy this sort of habitat is by taking core samples. And Ron Smith is going to show us how to do that.
Hey, this looks like a good spot.
Yeah.
So let me see your tool there. This is a coring tool, and we use this to take benthic samples. Benthos is just the sediments that are on the bottom. And the importance of those is there are a lot of organisms that live in that substrate, where the animals come in and actually feed on those, such as those birds you see with the long legs and the long bills. They're the ones that are actually digging down in and getting those worms out. There's a lot of different things for them to feed on. They also help turn the soils and help the nutrients go back in to Mother Nature. So the way you use this tool is, you can see this has a little black line on it and has a little groove. So if the water is real cloudy, you can still put your finger in there and push it down to the bottom when your finger hits. That's when you know you're in deep enough. And it works off of a vacuum. It has a little hole in the top. And so what you do is you just put it down on the bottom, twist it in, put your finger over that little groove. When your finger hits, you're in there deep enough. And you got to put your finger over this hole. It's vacuum operated, so you have to put your finger over the hole. Give it a good twist. Lean it over. And you get this nice core. This core is made up of what we call hydric soils or wetland soils, and it doesn't have much oxygen in it. See, it's just kind of black looking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody take a smell of that. Smells good, huh? Smells like rotten eggs. Well, that's the byproduct of hydrogen sulfide that is in the, which is a byproduct of anaerobic respiration. And those are the little bacteria that are down there in the sediments that are doing all the work for us, turning those nutrients back into raw elements. And so that's really an important part. If your soils don't smell like that, then your system's not functioning right. Well, you want to give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all can just take some cores right here and put the cores in your sieve and let's see what we get. Good job. All right. Good job, Brandy. Let's see who's home. Bounce them up and down in the water and get all that muck out of there. See if we can find any critters. Well, let's see, we got some little clams. You see that one right there?
Yeah, we did earlier.
There's some more. We got some good stuff. Y'all hold on to that. We'll go look at it in a minute. Hey, there's some worms. We got some nice polychaete worms. All right, well, we got some good stuff. Let's take it back over and pick through it and see what we got. Okay. Let's pick through those samples and see if we found anything. Maybe there's some worms. They're worms that live in little tubes. When you take them out of their little tube, they don't quite know what to do with themselves. Well, let's take a look and see what we've got in here. This is a little semil, is what we call it. This is a very important food source for different birds that come in and eat in this area, as well as the drum. You ever heard of the black drum? This is the kind of thing that the black drum eats. He roots around in the bottom and finds little bivalves and that kind of thing. We've got some polychaete worms. And these guys live down in the sediments and provide a lot of nutrients, help disturb the soil so that they don't stay in one spot. The bacteria can get to them. Okay, well, we didn't find a lot of stuff in these two samples, but I think y'all got the idea of how we take these samples. So why don't we go out and take some more? Okay, let's go. Ready?
Welcome back.